Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan. A Chinese scientific research team yesterday published the results of their observations on a fast radio burst, or FRB, in the journal Nature. An FRB is a sudden, short, violent radio wave burst from deep space, lasting only a few milliseconds. The average FRB can release as much energy in 1 millisecond as the sun puts out in 3 days. Since they were first discovered in 2007, several hundred of FRBs have been detected, but their physical nature and how they are generated remain unclear. Using the 500-meter Aperture Spherical Radio Telescope, or FAST, also called China's Sky Eye, a team of researchers from the National Astronomical Observatory detected 1,863 independent bursts from April 1st to June 11th, 2021. Their observations reveal a complicated, dynamically evolving, magnetized environment within about one astronomical unit, or nearly 150 million kilometers of an FRB's source.
The city's night schools began their fall semester yesterday, offering various courses with a special focus on intangible cultural heritage. The night classes are non-profit and available in all of Shanghai's 16 districts. A semester of 12 lessons only costs 500 yuan, and any Shanghai resident between the ages of 18 and 55 may register. There are 168 courses on offer during the fall semester, from makeup techniques to calligraphy, traditional Chinese painting, and singing. The classes are held in art galleries, libraries, museums, public service centers, commercial buildings, and parks. Nearly 20,000 people have registered for night school courses since their establishment in 2016, including the approximately 3,200 people who have enrolled for this year's fall semester. Russia and Ukraine carried out a prisoner swap yesterday, the largest since the conflict began and involving almost 300 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said they had been preparing for the exchange, which involved help from Turkey and Saudi Arabia, for quite a long time. Under the terms of the deal, 215 Ukrainians, most of whom were captured after the fall of Mariupol, were released. In exchange, Ukraine sent back 55 Russian and pro-Moscow Ukrainians, including Viktor Medvedchuk, the leader of a banned pro-Russian party who was facing charges of treason.